Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. You are good. You are kind. Oh Lord, we worship you. We exalt you. You are the Lord and you will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, oh Lord, this day. We bless your name. We exalt you. You are good and you are kind unto us, Lord. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We worship you. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you, Lord. You are great. You are more than what people say, O Lord. We bless your holy name. You are good and you are kind. Thank you for your love and for your mercy over us. We bow before you, Lord. We say you are God and you are God forever. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor your name. We lift you up higher. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We call you faithful. We lay it to hearts to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you. And this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 7th of November, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare by his word that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day. All that is in you, walk together for my blessing. All that is in you this day, walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessings of the Lord upon this day. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand. Over this day, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I take delivery of God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every evil agenda over my day. In the name of Jesus, I speak the words of favor into my day. I am favored. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord replace my labor. In the name of Jesus, I am not frustrated, but the favor of the Lord is upon me. I enjoy the grace of God. I am not grieved, but the grace of God is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every satanic agenda over my day. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I promote the agenda of grace, the agenda of favor, the agenda of God's mercy over my life. In the name of Jesus, demonic conspiracy over my life is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, and they are scattered. Any weapon that is put together to fashion against me this day, you will not prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. In the name of Jesus, evil words are canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare every single minute, hour, minute, seconds of this day will produce the evidence of God's favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I receive supernatural help. In the name of Jesus, oh my day, you align with my prophetic destiny. My steps today aligns with the provisions of God for me. My steps today is ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am not confused. I cancel every spirit of confusion along my way. I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I am not confused. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into error. I will not fall into perversion. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. For the Lord my God order my step. In the name of Jesus, I will not make mistake. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the gates of blessings of this day is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, the gates of this day for blessing is open unto me. I declare that the glory of the Lord overshadow me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I ask for the presence of the Lord, that the presence of the Lord will go before me. The presence of the Lord will cover me as a shield. The presence of the Lord becomes my defense in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I declare over my life today that your presence becomes my protection. Your glory becomes my covering, and the fire of Holy Ghost becomes my defense. In the name of Jesus, oh, I prophesy acceleration into my day. I prophesy supernatural speed and accuracy into my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, every evil altar that is raised against me in this day, I pull you down by the fire of Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I possess the gates of this day in the name of Jesus. I declare that I receive angelic assistance, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. As I go out today, I enjoy angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. I am moving forward. I am advancing in every aspect of my life in the name of Jesus. I will not be stopped in the name of Jesus. I put a stop to every cycle of evil events. You will not occur in my new day. For this is the day that the Lord has made for me. I stand on his word. He has said, I shall rejoice and be glad. I stand, I rejoice, and I am glad. For the Lord my God will do a new thing for me. It shall spring forth, and I will see it. Oh, the Lord is going to make way for me. He will cause water to come out of the rock. He will bring rivers of water from the desert. And I will see rivers of water. Water will spring forth for me, even in the wilderness. The Lord bless me, bless my day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Before we go into the word of the Lord for us today, I want to remind you of our program that will be coming up by the grace of God on the 13th of this month. That is the 13th of November by 12 noon at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden. That is beside National Open University. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction along Songo Eleyele Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to come. This one that we are having is a prayer launch. We are going to pray. It's a launch hour of prayer. We'll come together and speak the word of the Lord and declare the mind of the Lord in prayer over our life. We'll come together. We'll pray for ourselves. We'll intercede for others. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Prepare yourself to attend. And if you cannot attend, you can join us online as well on our YouTube page. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God today, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday, talking about the presence of God. Our anchor scripture for the month is from the book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2 and verse 3. But in this past few days, in the past 4 days now, we have been on verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 45. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. The underlined statement there is the first part. I will go before you. That is a statement that is proclaimed on a life that carries the presence of the Lord. Now, if there is anything that you will seek to carry all through the days of your life, is the presence of the Lord. I told you yesterday from the scripture, the book of Psalm 42, verse 1, the psalmist said, as the deer panted for the water brook, so my soul for you, O God. As the deer panted for the water, panted for the river, so my soul longs after you, long after the presence of the Lord. I've said this on Tuesday, Wednesday, and even yesterday. Moses insisted on the presence of the Lord in Exodus chapter 33. Read from verse 14. Moses insisted, after that the Lord has spoken to him in verse 14, that I will go with you. In verse 14, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. He insisted on the presence of the Lord, and the Lord told him, don't worry, my presence will go with you. Beloved, I want you to understand these few things this morning. I want you to understand that the presence of the Lord goes beyond a feeling. It is not just a feeling. It is not that warm, fuzzy feeling that you have when you are going through the moment of worship. That feeling that wraps you, that engulfs you when you are in the place of worship. No, it goes beyond that kind of goosebump that you have. No, that is not what the presence of the Lord feels like alone. Don't misunderstand me. The presence of the Lord can make you feel that way. But keep this in your hand, that the presence of the Lord goes beyond feeling. It is not limited to your feeling. Don't allow the devil to create that feeling for you. Sometimes our feeling is driven by the emotion. Do not allow the enemy to create a place for you. So understand that when you are praying in the place of worship, in your personal space, wherever you are, you look up unto God and you ask for his presence. Do not limit the presence of the Lord unto that warm, fuzzy feeling that will come upon you immediately. No, you might not even feel it for a while. That might even be occasional. But know that the presence of the Lord is with you. When you call upon him, you faithfully seek after his presence. Understand this, that the presence of the Lord is what you carry around. It's like a cloud of glory that covers you. It's like a wrap that is over you. Whenever you go, it's like a cloud that moves with you. It's like a field of presence, a field of glory that surrounds you anywhere you go. And anywhere you find yourself, people feel the presence of God there. The territory rises and shout because a man has come with the presence of the Lord. The territory bows for the grace that is upon you. There is an aroma that comes out of you. There is a sweet smelling savor. There is this peace that comes even in the midst of chaos. If you are in a place that is chaotic, there is even this peace that comes around that place once you are there, because you carry the presence of the Lord. Let me show you something from the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 25. The scripture spoke about the three Hebrew children. They were thrown into the lake of fire by the king. The presence of the Lord was with them, the three Hebrew children. They were thrown into the fire. The presence of the Lord was with them, even in the fire. Listen, they carried the presence of the Lord. They stood confidently and they replied the king that, "Let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to bow down for your image." And through that, they were pushed into the fire. Listen, it is not that the presence of the Lord was waiting for them alone in the fire. The presence of the Lord was with them when they were standing before the king, and during the time they were being led into the fire. The reason is this: men that pushed them into the fire, the heat of that fire came out and killed those men. But these three Hebrew men, they were still standing and they walked into the fire. The presence of God that is with them is already waiting for them in the fire. And the king said, verse 25, Daniel chapter 3, he answered and said, "Look, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." The presence of God is right there with them in the fire. Listen, Psalm 105 verse 13 to verse 15. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them evil. He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm." They are set of people that carries the presence of God. Beloved, seek for God's presence. Seek for the presence of the Lord in all you do. The commanding, compelling presence of God is one asset that you cannot but have, the presence of the Lord. David cried out in Psalm 51 verse 11. He said, "Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." Start today. Pray for God's presence. Let your prayer start today. Ask for the presence of God. Be aware of his presence. Seek for the presence of the Lord always. Make it a prayer, just like we prayed yesterday. I'm going to stop here by the grace of God, and by the Spirit of the Lord, we'll continue from here tomorrow. I want you to pray just like we prayed yesterday. Oh Lord, my soul long after you. I desire your presence. Let your presence be upon my life. Let your presence go with me in the name of Jesus. I receive the awareness of your presence. As I go out today, I go with your presence in the name of Jesus. I carry your presence with me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you today that the presence of the Lord be with you as you go in the name of Jesus. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, know that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. It is well with you in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and go with the presence of the Lord.